And Bryony Rest, listening to all of that, immigration lawyer with David Gray Solicitors. Hello, Bryony.
Good morning.
I guess there are a number of cases like this. What's your general advice for someone who ends up in a position like this?
Well, I think we do see quite a lot of cases like this where people come to the UK with one kind of visa, then meet somebody and for, you know, completely understandable reasons want to stay. I mean, in terms of the immigration rules, the same rules on relationships do apply whether a person is in a mixed sex or a same-sex marriage or civil partnership, and also extend to unmarried partnerships where they've lived together for more than 2 years. But there is a discretion to allow someone to switch into a partnership visa if there are exceptions. And I think this could be a case where the exceptions might be met because of the potential of harassment and discrimination in Venezuela. And I've had a look this morning at different human rights reports on Venezuela, and they do confirm discrimination against same-sex persons, reports of police brutality. Same-sex marriage isn't allowed there, and same-sex relationships aren't recognised. So you think for the court to say this couple could go back and live in Venezuela isn't very realistic. So I think possibly that needs to be looked at again.
Yes. Why do these things take such a long time to work out? Why does the legal profession, you know, I mean, they say they've been trying to fight this for 3 years.
It is a long process. The asylum process can take some time for a decision to be made. And then I understand that this gentleman exercises right of appeal. Well, appeals can take months to come to court. I understand from what the MP was saying that he's already had one appeal hearing and the Home Office are appealing again. So that, you know, an ongoing appeal process can take some time to resolve. I mean, I think it's important that we bear in mind that it's the right decision has to be made. So you don't want to rush a decision. Being made, but at the same time, it does seem 3 years is quite a long time for the process to take so far.
Yeah, you can imagine. I mean, if you've got that hanging over your head that you're going to be separated from your husband, that you'll end up in a country where you fear for your life. Bryony, thank you very much indeed. Thanks for sketching out some of the details, and obviously we'll keep in touch with Lloyd and the couple and follow that story for you.